The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Jerry Garcia was born on this day in 1942, and San Francisco marked the occasion today by naming a street in honor of the Grateful Dead guitarist. As KCBS's David Welch reports, it is kicking off celebrations in the city celebrating 60 years of the Dead.
Based on the buzz, one could think Dead and Company have been playing shows here all week long. But in fact, this street naming party is San Francisco's first of a weekend filled with music and events. Jerry Garcia was born here, and he spent much of his early life growing up in San Francisco's Excelsior neighborhood. Garcia's daughter, Trixie Garcia, was on hand to accept the gesture.
It's truly an honor on behalf of Jerry Garcia's family to be here today.
Like most street naming ceremonies, this one included remarks from various city and community leaders. But today's event included the mayor. Mayor Lurie hasn't been shy about leaning on the arts as one way of spurring a city recovery, and many say he played a central role in making this name change happen.
Jerry gave San Francisco and its people and all of us lasting memories and music.
Two things the mayor's counting on to propel the city forward. In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
Now, even if you aren't planning on attending this weekend's Dead & Company concerts in Golden Gate Park, you may want to know about the road closures in the area. Roads that are closed include Middle Drive and stretches of JFK Drive. They're going to be closed through the series of concerts in the park and will reopen on August 20th. Oakland Unified has a new safety officer 5 years after its school police department was dissolved. KCBS's Brett Burkhart reports.
The Oakland Unified Police Department is not coming back after school leaders passed the George Floyd resolution.
When the George Floyd resolution happened, I think there was just a reimagining of school safety altogether.
Nelson Allegria is the executive director of safety for the Oakland Unified School District, a new position to embrace that new approach to safety by streamlining resources from mental health services to restorative justice.
The Black Organizing Project was actually a really key component of the George Floyd resolution. They were actually part of my interview process to make sure that they were hiring a person that was, again, partnering with the city agencies, the community agencies, and a lot of the safety programs that already exist in Oakland.
With a goal of deepening the work and focusing on safety through partnerships.
And we do have culture keepers now in place at sites that do a lot more of the deeper work for our students than just responding to incidents.
Brett Burkhart, KCBS.
Evacuations have been ordered at the edge of the Lassen County city of Susanville because of a wildfire that started yesterday afternoon. Officials have named this fire the 1-4 fire. It's burned about 260 acres. It's 25% contained. State fire officials say the fire is burning mostly within the Susanville Indian Rancheria. The evacuation orders do not cover any of the city's residential neighborhoods. San Francisco is being overrun with deadheads this weekend. They are here for the 60th anniversary of the Grateful Dead and a series of Dead & Company concerts in Golden Gate Park. KCBS's Raquel Maria Dillon reports on another way that the park is welcoming fans.
This particular rose was developed by J.P. Williams, and 12 specimens were just planted in the city's rose garden in Golden Gate Park, not far from where Dead & Company are playing this weekend. The band used red roses as part of their iconography, starting with the Skull and Roses live album cover from 1971. Clayton Jones, a city gardener in charge of this rose garden, knows his roses. He says this one is quite special.
And I'm sure that this particular rose is going to mean a lot to a lot of people because of the San Francisco connection and because the Grateful Dead have their 60th anniversary today. All the more so.
These small bushes are just babies, but fans are already stopping by with hopes of planting their own. For decades, they've embraced the symbol and put it on tie-dye t-shirts and tattoos and merch. There are lots of roses named after celebrities, musicians, even bands. You've got the Tony Bennett rose, the Pink Floyd rose, which is pink, of course. So why not the Grateful Dead rose? At the Rose Garden in Golden Gate Park, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KCBS.
San Francisco's waterfront could soon become home to a tech giant. America's leading chip maker, NVIDIA, is reportedly eyeing office space at Mission Rock, a mixed-use campus near Oracle Park. The Chronicle reports the Santa Clara-based company is close to signing a lease for a 45,000-square-foot space. The same building is co-developed by the Giants. It counts the Warriors as one of its tenants. It also recently landed fintech company Coinbase as a client in May. Little League players are gearing up for the final game of the Intermediate World Series this weekend. It'll take place in Livermore at Max Baer Park. The winner of the U.S. Championship between teams from Waikulu, Hawaii, New Orleans, Louisiana, will play Sunday in the championship. They will face off against the winner of the International Championship game between teams from Mexico and Venezuela. In the wake of a tsunami alert this week, San Mateo County is hosting a free event tomorrow to help residents prepare for disasters. Here's KCBS's Matt Bigler with a preview.
It's our 21st annual Disaster Preparedness Day.
San Mateo County Assistant Emergency Manager Ryan Reynolds says it's a great event for the whole family, not just preppers.
We have emergency response vehicles that'll be there that are great for the kids so that they can touch a truck, meet some first responders. But we're also going to have a kids' corner where they can learn how to pack a go bag or how to be better prepared as a young child or young adult for emergencies.
By the way, what should you not put in a go bag?
Oftentimes people put too much heavy stuff in a go bag. They'll put a lot of food and a lot of water in there. We find that, you know, most places in America, you can get those items relatively quickly.
The free event is from 10 to 2 at the San Mateo County Event Center, and the hot dog lunch is also free. In Redwood City, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco has ruled that Google's Android App Store is an illegal monopoly. That ruling clears the way for a federal judge to enforce a potentially disruptive shakeup that is designed to give consumers more choices. The unanimous ruling issued yesterday by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals delivers a double-barreled legal blow for Google, which has been waylaid in three separate antitrust trials that resulted in different pillars of its internet empire being declared as domineering scofflaw monopolies since late 2023. The first mosquitoes infected with West Nile virus have cropped up in Contra Costa County. The county's mosquito and vector control officials say mosquitoes caught in a trap in Knightson tested positive for the virus. Other Bay Area counties have already reported infected birds this year, especially in Alameda, Santa Clara, and San Joaquin counties. Officials are reminding people to use insect repellent, wear long sleeves, and report any dead birds that they may find. It is time now to go behind the curtain in sponsorship with San Francisco Opera. Here's KCBS's Megan Goldsby.
Thanks to the generosity of the Dolby family, Bay Area residents who have not attended a performance in the past three seasons can now experience world-class opera for just $10 a ticket. Launched during the centennial season in 2022, this program was created to welcome new audiences and thank the community for a century of support. Since then, more than 21,000 Bay Area residents have joined us for unforgettable nights at the Opera House. This fall, experience all opera has to offer at San Francisco Opera, including Verdi's classic masterpiece Rigoletto and one of the most performed new American operas, Dead Man Walking. Learn more at sfopera.com/opera for the Bay.
You can hear Behind the Curtain on select Fridays on KCBS at 10:50 a.m. and 4:50 p.m. Behind the Curtain is sponsored by San Francisco Opera. Tariffs are not the only thing churning the U.S. economy these days. A new report concludes the country is losing billions of dollars as foreign tourists look elsewhere to vacation. KCBS's Eric Thomas with more.
The U.S. economy will take a hit from this.
An analysis from the World Travel and Tourism Council predicted the U.S. would lose at least $12.5 billion in spending from foreign visitors, the only country expected to see a drop in tourist dollars out of 184 nations in the report. Christopher Endy is a professor of tourism history at Cal State Los Angeles. He believes the tourism decrease reflects how people in other parts of the world feel about the Trump administration and its immigration policies. Endy makes frequent trips to Europe and shares what he has seen there.
German media has been filled with stories of tourists who've been detained at the border, detained at the U.S. border, treated harshly, disappearing for a few days. And so these are the kinds of stories that really do not make good tourism publicity.
But the biggest loss involves our neighbor to the north. Endy says Canadians have been offended by Mr. Trump's statements that Canada should be our 51st state and the introduction of tariffs to one of America's closest trading partners. He says many Canadians have called off trips to normal tourist spots like Florida, New York, and California as a result. Eric Thomas, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.